It is 11 minutes away from 5, ABC 783 Alice Springs, 106.1 Tennant Creek and 99.7 in Yallara. Yanks in the Outback, that's a catchy little title. It's the name of a new book by a local author who spent a year doing some pretty top secret stuff at the Joint Defence Facility at Woomera. Dave Ives was an engineer at the Joint Defence Facility, Nurunga, or JDFN, for just over a year. He was a young American Air Force lieutenant in a very foreign environment, and he joins us now in the studio. Hi there, Dave.
Hello.
Thank you for coming in. Now, most of us are probably more familiar with the Pine Gap facility than we are with Woomera. What can you tell us about the place?
Well, I can tell you that the Air Force dropped a set of orders on my desk in Colorado back in late 1989, and it said, "You're going to Woomera."
And you said, "Where?"
Exactly. I said, "Where is that?" And they said, "Well, we got some good news, we got some bad news. The good news is that it's in Australia." Yep. So I had these images of getting off the plane in Sydney and being greeted by Olivia Newton-John. And they said, "But the bad news is it's in Woomera. It's in the middle of the outback, nowhere, South Australia."
And Olivia Newton-John's likely to visit there.
Yes. So, I mean, as far as, you know, what can I tell you about it? When it's, you know, it's in the middle of the outback of South Australia. Are you familiar?
Yes.
Just to give people an idea.
We used to stop on the train as a kid and watch rocket launches from there occasionally. That's in the 70s when they were still doing that. But no rocket launches, but they still do a fair bit of other stuff out there.
Well, you mean right now?
Yeah.
Well, the facility that I refer to in the book here,
yes.
Joint Defence Facility Nurunga, is no longer in operation.
Oh, I see.
And it hasn't been in operation since 1999.
Okay. So what did they do out there when you were there?
Well, this is where you were talking about top secret. It wasn't top secret, but it was secret. Mm. But since that time, all the information now is, essentially all the information I want to include in this book is all unclassified.
Yes,
and what it did is I researched, I wanted to write a book about my experience out in Woomera, and you know, there were some questions about, you know, what can you write about, what can't you write about, but I wanted to include the, you know, give people an idea of what it was like having the Yanks and the Aussies working together in an outback village.
Yes.
And there's got to be a story in there somewhere, right? So as I was doing research for this, I thought, well, you know, how much can I tell, what can I say? And I came across this book. You know, I was looking for dates and things like this, and I came across a book about the history of the DSP program, which is Defense Support Program, which is what the program was down there.
Okay.
And it talks, it's a big, thick book about the DSP program. And essentially, as I was reading through the book, I went, oh my goodness, it's all unclassified.
So
I
said, you knew what you could say.
Exactly. That gave me the authority and the go-ahead and the confidence to go ahead with this book and include just about include everything I wanted to include.
I mean, it's interesting you're saying about Americans and Australians living side by side in a small village. It was a bit like that in Alice Springs when I was growing up here as a kid. You'd have had friends who were Americans, their parents were Americans, then they worked out on the base a fair bit. And in fact, at that stage, even for school holidays, you could go out there and do some work. You know, you weren't decrypting classified anything. You're probably just mowing the lawns or painting rails or something. What did you do yourself at the Woomera Joint Defence Facility?
Well, I was a satellite systems engineer.
Okay.
That was my job description out there. And what I did, I worked alongside with the TRW, which is a U.S. company, and the Aerojet, which is another U.S. company, contractors. And they were assigned out to the facility, and I was essentially the military liaison between the operations personnel and the contractor engineers.
Okay. So that kept you busy, and you overcame the issues of classification and censorship and what was and wasn't secret because there was already a book published.
There's already many books published.
Yes, indeed.
And you can Google all this stuff as well.
It's pretty out there. I mean, what were your first impressions of Woomera once you got there?
Well, in the book, I talk about that.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I've written the book in a diary format. And the reason I chose to do that is so that the reader is going along with me in my journey, this young lieutenant arriving in this outback town,
yeah.
And the reader is going with me. And one of the very first things I talk about is my first impression of Woomera. And I describe it as I don't know if you remember the movie way, way back in the 70s called The Day After.
Oh, yes.
It talks about
a
neutron bomb.
That was very powerful.
And all the people are gone.
Yeah.
And the buildings are there. They're undamaged. Yeah. They're in perfect condition. Everything looks great, except there's no people.
Yes.
Well, that's how I thought Woomera looked.
Okay. Pretty much like that. And the good thing is you've worked out how to say it, probably.
Have I?
A number of people thought you would say Woomera or something. But obviously you've lived there, so you would have picked up on that after quite some time. We're speaking to Dave Ives. He's published a book called Yanks in the Outback. Dave, the book's only just come out. What sort of reactions are you getting to it?
I'm getting some very, very positive reactions. There's a Facebook group called Woomera.
Okay.
And I belong to that group, and I've just put the word out. I said, you know, everyone, I put a post up saying something like, anyone who has ever lived in Woomera probably has a story to tell.
Yes.
Here's mine. And then I put a link to the book. And the reaction has been fantastic. Yeah. And the reaction has come back from USA, also here in Australia. And people that, you know, that belong to the group that have lived and worked in Woomera. And like I say, the reaction coming back is really positive.
How did you find working with Australians for the first time? Could you understand it? Could you learn respect for Vegemite? I mean, what was it like?
Wow. It's almost like I wrote these questions for you, because I have a section here. I talk about the cafeteria and Vegemite in the book.
And did you make the mistake of layering it on like thick peanut paste or something?
Well, I didn't, but I watched other people do it.
Yep.
And I watched the reaction on their face. And when I first got down to Woomera, I did not like Vegemite. I love Vegemite now.
Oh,
I think it's addictive. But I did notice that the Australians loved their Vegemite. And I learned really quick, you want to respect the Vegemite. Don't make fun of it. Don't kid around with it. Don't hide it, because they're not going to like that.
No, and use it sparingly, yes. It's a great book. It's good it's out. You've self-published it, have you?
That's correct.
How do people get hold of it?
Well, that's about as easy as, because if you can click a mouse, you can type in Amazon.com, and then
Amazon.
You do a search on
Yanks in the
just
Outback.
Type in Yanks in the Outback, hit return, and there it is.
Sounds good. Look, I'm looking forward to having a read of it. You've lent us this copy. I might have to steal it for a bit longer. I just saw it on the desk this morning. Emma Sleeth has had a good look at it. And you've got a good bit of tongue-in-cheek stuff coming through it, a bit of Australian observations in there, I believe.
Yeah, that's correct. And I've shared some of those stories on – I've taken snippets of it and put it on the Facebook page and put it in my blog. I also have a blog, and people can read a little bit of the book in the blog, the snippets.
Yes.
And that's at ivesguy.com. That's the name of my website.
Fair enough. Thank you so much for that. That's great. Greatly appreciate you coming in today and telling us about it. I'm looking forward to having a read. Yanks in the Outback by Dave Ives. Thanks so much, Dave.
Thank you, Mark.